Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, dear friends, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. It's always a privilege for me to share with you what God is doing around the earth. I just returned from Senegal, from Mali, and from the Ivory Coast, where God granted wonderful meetings to us, especially in the two Islamic countries, Senegal and Mali. Also, hundreds came to hear the word of God. It is just marvelous to say that the Lord is calling from all nations, from all tribes, even out of all religions. Then, of course, in Abidjan, we had great meetings. The brethren said that over 8,000 were in a single meeting. It was just like a breakthrough by the grace of God for the true scriptural end time message, not deviating from the word of God, not explaining, not adding, but purely God's word from beginning to the end. It's by God's grace in me right from the beginning to just believe the scriptures. I will never believe anything, any teaching, any revelation, so-called, except it be found in God's holy word. Today, we also look back to the great weekend the Lord gave us here in the Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. Friends from Finland, right to Romania, to Italy, and to all the neighboring countries were gathered to hear the word of God. And I shared especially the scriptures from Leviticus chapter 8 and then also chapter 14, our redemption, our dedication to the Lord, first by the blood and then by the anointing of the Holy Spirit to be put into the body of Christ for service. Let me share with you in just a few minutes from Leviticus chapter 8. Here we found Moses, who was anointing those who were to serve the Lord, but first he put the blood on the right ear, on the right hand, on the right foot. First, those who were to minister were dedicated to the Lord before they could share the word of God and the blessings with those who came with their sacrifices for the atonement. Let me read to you, beloved brothers and sisters, and please take it to heart. The time has come to go deep into the word of God and have our personal experiences with the Lord. Leviticus chapter 8, verse 22, and he brought the other ram, the ram of consecration, the ram of consecration, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram. consecration, dedication. Verse 23, and he slew it, and Moses took of the blood of it and put it upon the tip of Aaron's right ear and upon the thumb of his right hand and upon the great toe of his right foot. What an example do we find here? Aaron, the first high priest, to be dedicated to the service of the Almighty God. Moses, the prophet, to whom the word of God came. And friends, here, the man of God, Moses, put the blood first upon the ear of Aaron, upon his right hand, upon his right foot. Why? First, we who preach and teach the word of God must give ear, to what God has to say. The next, we first must practice the word of God. And then, of course, walk in the ways of God. The right ear, the right hand, the right foot were to be dedicated to the Lord of those who were to minister to the people who would come with their sacrifices. Verse 24, and he brought Aaron's sons, not only Aaron, but also his sons, and Moses put of the blood upon the tips of their right ears and upon the thumbs of their right hands and upon the great toes of their right feet, and Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about. Not only Aaron the high priest, but his sons were dedicated in the same way. The right ear, the right hand, the right foot. My beloved brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, is the high priest. Through him the will of God was done on earth, and through those who are his, the will of God is now being done. In the same way as Christ was anointed, the New Testament church at the very beginning was anointed with the same power of the Holy Spirit and put into service. Going to Leviticus chapter 14, here we just read from verse 14. And the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed. Put the blood on the ear of him that should be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. Friends, first Aaron, then the sons of Aaron, And then everyone who came with his sacrifice was dedicated in the same way. The right ear, the right hand, the right foot. To hear, to obey, to walk in the ways of God. Then in verse 15, and the priest shall take some of the log oil and pour it into the palm of his left hand. Yes. And then, verse 16, and the priest shall dip his right hand, his finger, into the oil, and that is in his left hand, and shall sprinkle of the oil with his finger seven times before the Lord. And now comes the very, very important part. Verse 17. And of the rest of the oil that is in his hand shall the priest put upon the tip of his right ear and of that to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the blood of the trespass offering. I don't have words to share the deep things expressed here with you. First, the blood, and then the anointing with the oil representing the Holy Spirit. What we need today, beloved brothers and sisters, to be under the blood. But the same body, the same ear, the same hand, the same foot that is purchased by the blood and justified before the Lord must be put into the service of the Almighty by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The same right thumb, the same right ear, the same right foot that were cleansed by the blood were anointed with the oil to be dedicated to the service of Almighty God. I believe the time has come where all who belong to the bride of Christ will not hear what anybody else says, but hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. I believe they will not do anything, but they will do the will of God. I believe they will not any longer walk in their own ways, but in the ways of God. Beloved, much needs to be said. May God bless you and be with you and have his way in your life, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.